Unit 5. Backpacker's Heaven. Pages 78 and 79. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the excerpt from a travel magazine below and then answer questions 1 to 6.
Backpacking basically means traveling from place to place on a limited budget. Backpackers are not your typical tourists. They are often, but not always, young people with an adventurous spirit who try to make their money go as far as possible. Backpackers generally travel for longer periods of time than regular tourists. In some countries, recent graduates take a year off to see the world. They usually stay in one place longer than most tourists and are able to meet the local people and study the local culture firsthand. The average backpacker doesn't have a planned itinerary, and if an exciting opportunity comes up, or if he meets an interesting group of people going to a place he hadn't planned on visiting, he will change his plans and join them. You won't find backpackers in the fancy hotels that line a city's main boulevards. With their limited budgets and their desire to meet and mingle with other backpackers, you'll generally find them at hostels, usually located in less touristy areas of the city. What exactly is a hostel? Youth hostels have been around for a long time, the result of a movement started in the early 1900s by German school teacher Richard Schirrmann, whose aim was to make travel easy and inexpensive for young people from all countries. He had hoped that by promoting travel, he could help young people develop an understanding of other cultures and, as a result, advance international understanding. In the past, a youth hostel featured dormitory-type accommodation with large halls containing bunk beds, sometimes as many as 30 beds accommodating 60 people, and shared bathroom facilities. You could not reserve a bed. The places were given out on a first-come, first-served basis. Youth hostels often had a daytime lockout. This meant you had to vacate the hostel by a certain time, usually by 9 a.m., and your bed and your belongings were off-limits until late afternoon or early evening. The purpose of the lockout was usually to allow the staff to clean the hostel and get it ready for new guests. Youth hostels had curfews, some as early as 10 p.m, making you feel like you were in ninth grade again, except that if you didn't get back exactly on time, the hostel manager, unlike your mother, would have no problem leaving you out on the street until morning. In many places, things have changed radically. Today, hostels are not only for youth and are more like budget hotels, featuring smaller rooms for groups of 4 to 8. While definitely not luxurious, some come en suite. Some hostels even have doubles and singles, just like hotels. In addition, like hotels, there are hostels that offer amenities such as restaurants and snack bars, lounges and internet connections. Most hostels no longer have curfews. Hostels are particularly attractive to backpackers because they usually have kitchens with basic cooking equipment and utensils. Inexpensive meals can be prepared and, perhaps more importantly, the hostel kitchen serves as a meeting place for backpackers who have travelled all over the world and who often spend long hours together sharing their experiences over bowls of steaming pasta. As hosteling has become more widespread, making reservations has become a necessity, particularly at the more popular hostels. Many hostels can be booked by phone or online. If possible, arrive at your hostel in the morning. If the place does not live up to your standards, this will give you the best chance of finding alternative accommodation.